I didn't actually lose my passport. I just need to renew it. With Celtic Music on the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, show number 481. Welcome to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, helping you celebrate Celtic culture through music. My name is Mark Gunn. I'm a Celtic musician and podcaster, and this show is dedicated to the independent Celtic musicians. Please support these artists, share the show with your friends, and find more episodes at CelticMusicPodcast.com. Remember, you can find timestamps for all the songs in this show. Basically, what's happening at 42 minutes and 12 seconds? Well, you can look in the show notes at CelticMusicPodcast.com to find who that band is. You can also support this podcast over on Patreon. So the first track in the show was The Lost Passport set by West of Mabu from The Bridge, which of course inspired the title of this show and then reminded me that I do indeed need to renew my passport. I think it expires this year. So I better get on that because next year I want to go to Scotland, man. So I got plenty of time, but you know, nevertheless, it's time to start working on that. All right. Next up, we have a new band, Tor. They are out of Galicia, Spain. This is from their self-titled album. The tracks are called Aborados de Rodrigo a de Santiago e Marca Procesional de Adelino Piquel de Sarribas. My Spanish is worse than my Gaelic. Actually, no, probably better than. But here is Tor.
Kim Kasia Lasadam, Pam Shem Khala, Snadushi Meir, Yarkas Lemahiv, and Sperva Vashul, Pam Shem Khala, Snadushi Meir, Gutaka da Riak, Kanyeta da Hav, Snalik Shinigavu, and Serge da Wolf. Kianasach, Tam Shem Khala, Snadushi Meir, Dakira La Fornyard, and now Hana Farika, Tam Shem Khala, Snadushi Meir, Kataka Nariyat, Kanyeta Naha, Nalishi Nigahu, Asashino.
usual. It's just that the moon is full and you happen to call. And here I sit, hand on the telephone, hearing a voice I'd known a couple of light years ago, heading straight for a fall. I remember your eyes were bluer than robin's eggs. My poetry was lousy, you said. Where are you calling from? A booth in the Midwest. Ten years ago, I bought you some cufflinks. You brought me something. We both know what can bring. They bring diamonds and rust. Well, you burst on the scene, already a legend, the unwashed phenomenon, the original vagabond. You strayed into my
After tour came the Ne'er-Do-Wells with Seo Shin O Ulk from their self-titled album. Then came Joseph Carmichael with a single called Merrily Kiss the Quaker's Wife. And finally, Liz Madden from her album Legacy, that was Diamonds and Rust. Some of these tracks actually were picked because they had a more of a, well, Celtic fusion-y sound initially. When I was collecting songs for the Celtic Fusion episode, I was like, oh, that might work for this. And then I was like, eh, I don't know if it quite works for the Celtic Fusion episode. So if you didn't check out the Celtic Fusion episode, go to show number 480 and you can see what I mean. I want your feedback. What are you doing today while listening to the podcast? You can send a written comment along with a picture of what you're doing while listening. Email a voicemail message to CelticPodcast@gmail.com. Honey Bunny emailed from Cleveland, Texas. I ran into this on my walk today. Texas, gotta love it. And it's a picture of a snake in the middle of the the road. Fred Peterman emailed, listening to podcast number 5 at this moment, 6 a.m. in South Dakota. When in Atlanta, I listened to Fiona Ritchie's program on public radio. Obviously, no longer in Atlanta, and I believe that your program is more to my taste. Thank you, Fred. I really appreciate that. You know, there are obviously very different styles of Celtic music, and I try to highlight the vast diversity of Celtic music that's out there. It's not traditional Irish and Scottish. It's not the music specifically from Ireland or Scotland. It includes music from around the world and all the fusion of culture and people who have brought the music together. And it's a bit bigger than that. So I'm very proud of this show, and I really appreciate you enjoying it. So thank you. And finally, Steve Miller emailed, Mark, listening to Sunflower, number 475 right now, going through books in my office and cleaning things up. I have just recently found your podcast and added it to my weekend routine. I heard you mention Dragon Con earlier, and I have to ask if you know Thomas Dodd. I booked his old band, Trio Nocturna, a few times, and I know he was on the Dragon Con circuit for quite a while. Also, have you heard Celtic Winds on WNCW? If not, you should check it out. It's a great 3-hour show on Sundays from 12 to 3. Lechida. Thank you, Steve, for sharing. No, I'm not familiar with Thomas Dodd. I've heard the band Trio Nocturna, but I'm not familiar with him. There's a lot of different bands at Dragon Con, and it's a fun convention to go to, but it can be a bit overwhelming at times. I haven't checked out Celtic Winds either. I did get offered to be one of the hosts on the local public Celtic radio program here in Atlanta, but that was all before the pandemic, and things have been thrown asunder, and I'm not sure if I have the time to do that in any case, so we'll see if that ends up happening. But thank you so much for sharing. And it looks like that's in the North Carolina area. So if you are in the North Carolina area, make sure you check out WNCW, Celtic Winds, Sundays, 12 to 3. All right, let's get back to the music. Next up, we have Isabel Correvo et les Tissures de Rêve. This is the Blackbird from her album Leap of Faith.
Thank you.
Jimmy Goggle, the boy denied me, smiling me on. Boy denied me, Jimmy Goggle, the boy denied me, smiling me on. Boy denied a party now, so boy denied me, boy denied me. Boy denied a party now, the boy denied me, smiling me on. Smiling me on, body nail me, Jimmy go body, body nail me, smiling me on. Body need a body meal, so body know your body nail me. Body need a body meal, so body nail me, smiling me on.
Maguire, and I'll quickly tell to you of a girl I once admired named Katie Donahue. She was fair and fat and 40, and believe me when I say that whenever I came in at the door, you could hear her mother say, "Johnny, get up from the fire, get up and give the man a seat. Can't you see it's Mick Maguire and he's courting your sister Kate? Oh, you know very well he owns a farm a wee bit out of the town. So get out of that, you impotent prattler, Mr. Maguire, sit down." Well, the first time I met her was at a dance in Donaghadee. I very kindly asked her if she'd dance a step with me. And then I asked if I'd see her home, if she'd be going my way. And whenever I came in at the door, you could hear the woman say, "Johnny, get up from the fire, get up and give the man a seat. Can't you see it's Mick Maguire and he's courting your sister Kate? Oh, you know very well he owns a farm a wee bit out of the town. So get out of that, you impotent prattler, let Mr. Maguire sit down." Changed her mind just because I spent the fortune that her father left behind. She hasn't got the decency to tell me time of day. And whenever I came in at the door, you could hear the woman say, "Johnny, get up to the fire, get up, you're sitting in the draft. Can't you see it's old Maguire and he nearly drives me daft? I don't know what gets into him and he's always on the tear. So super you are and never you dare give old Maguire the chair. Johnny, come up to the fire, come up here, sitting in the draft. Can't you see it's old Maguire and he nearly drives me daft? I don't know what gets into him and he's always on the tear. So super you are and never you dare give old Maguire the chair."
After Isabeau Courtois came Wolf and Clover from their album Live at the Sylvan Sessions. That was after the Battle of Aughrim and Eleanor Plunkett. Then came Orla Fallon from her album Lore. That was Baudin Villemed. And then Nua with Flight to Denver from their album Flow. And finally, Brad Tuck with Mick Maguire from On These Waters. Celtic Podcast News. Thank you so much, patrons of the podcast, because of your generous support, the show comes out every week. Your kindness funds the creation, promotion, and production of the show. It allows us to attract new listeners and to help our communities grow. As a patron, you get to hear episodes before regular listeners. When we hit a milestone, you get an extra long episode. You can pledge a dollar or more per episode and cap how much you want to spend each month over on Patreon. A super special thanks to our newest patrons, Michael K., Lucinda S., Tom Speck, who's once again back, and Jennifer, who raised her pledge. You can become a generous patron of the podcast on Patreon at songhinge.com. And make sure you check out Celtic Invasion Vacations, because every year we have a little group that goes to various places around the world. We stay in an area, we get to know it through its culture, history, and legends. And if nothing else, you can join me on an auditory and visual adventure through podcasts and videos. Learn more at CelticInvasion.com. Next up is Women of Ireland by Nick Metcalf from Skyline of Sky. Thank you.
Take my hand, take my only offer. I'm not coming back again. I think it's time for me to leave. Time to head back home. Knocked down, it don't feel right. It's just me against the world, but it's alright. Lift me up, poor troubled life. Won't you lift me up? Poor troubled life. Don't hold me down. Poor troubled life. Don't hold me down. Don't hold me down. Disconnected. Empty bottles numb my soul. There's still a chance for me to come back around. Chance for me to mend my broken life. And I can taste all that glory, all the love I have around. It lifts me up, poor troubled life. It lifts me up. Poor troubled life. Don't hold me down. Poor troubled life. Don't hold me down. Don't hold me down. Breathe, gonna throw it all away. Without this troubled life, could I live another day? Poor troubled life, don't hold me down. Poor troubled life, don't hold me down. Don't hold me down.
Men with their shovels slung behind them. 'Twas in the pub that they drank their sub, and up in the spike you'll find them. They sweated blood and they washed down mud with pints and quarts of beer. And now we're on the road again with Nick Alpine's Fusiliers. To the skin with Darky Flynn, way down on the Isle of Grain. With the horse face tooled, and I knew the rule, no money if you stop for rain. McAlpine's God was a well-filled hod, your shoulders got two bits and seared. And woe to he who looks for tea with McAlpine's Fusiliers. I remember the day that the to a concrete stare. What the horse face said when he saw him dead, well, it wasn't what the rich call prayers. I'm a navvy short, was the one retort that reached unto my ears. When the going gets rough, well, you must be tough with Nick Alpine's Fusiliers. Well, I work till the sweat has had me fed with Russian check and pull on shuddering jams up in the hydro dams or underneath the Thames in a hole. I grafted hard and I got my scars and many fists across my ears. If you prize your life, don't join by Christ with Nick Alpine's Fusiliers. Your life, don't join by Christ with Nick Alpine's Fusiliers. With Nick Alpine's Fusiliers.
Twas a year with no St. Patrick's Day, twas a year of trouble and woe. A thousand feasts done, and we just missed one, but we got several million to go. I know it was the saddest day, and the pubs, they were all closed. So I drank all day in my PJs and listened to Thin Lizzy's Black Rose.
And we tried to see it through, and we still had a shot or two. But just to make it clear, we're getting twice as drunk next year.
'Twas a year with no St. Patrick's Day, 'twas a year of trouble and woe. A thousand feasts done, and we just missed one, but we got several million to go. There were years that were worse than this that our people have seen through. Still like you, I'm all kinds of pissed, so let's all drink a brew.
But the creature is still bought, naked in my tube sock, on the finest of whiskey and beer.
We'll be getting twice as drunk next year. Was a year with no St. Patrick's Day, 'twas a year of trouble and woe. A thousand feasts done, and we just finished one, but we got several million to go.
My friends, and we missed all of you. What's a man to do without his pub crew? Like a fish who's out of water, I just don't know what to do. Oh, what to do?
So ring out a mighty cheer. We're getting twice as drunk next year. 'Twas a year when no St. Patrick's Day, 'twas a year of trouble and woe. A thousand feasts done, and we just missed one, but we got several million to go. Several million to go. Several million to go.
Thank you.
After Nit Metcalf came Poor Troubled Life by Lexington Field by their same titled album. Then came McAlpine's Fusiliers by The Flanks from In the Kitchen, Volume 1. Then The Year with No St. Patrick's Day featuring Keep Britain Irish by the Stubby Shillelaghs from their brand new album Glass to Mouth. And finally Hot Griselda with Jupovic and Total Sellout from their album Sunbox. I hope you had a wonderful time this week, and if you did, please share the show with a dozen friends. The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast is here to build our community and to help the incredible artists who so generously share the music. You can help these artists by supporting them. Buy their albums, sign up to their mailing list, see their shows when you can, and of course let them know you heard them on the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. Remember also to subscribe to the Celtic Music Magazine. Every week you'll get a few cool bits of Celtic music news. It's a quick and easy way to plug yourself into more great Celtic culture. Plus, you'll get 34 Celtic MP3s for free just for signing up today. We are going to finish up with Jiggy. This is from their album Hypernova, Shemushin. I love this band. They're definitely one of my favorites right now. So here is Jiggy. I'll talk to you again next week. Sláinte. The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast was edited by Mitchell Peterson with graphics by Miranda Nelson Designs. The show was produced by Mark Gunn, the Celt Father. To subscribe, go to Apple Podcasts or to our website where you can become a patron of the podcast for as little as $1 per episode. Promote Celtic culture through music at CelticMusicPodcast.com.